Welcome to The Practical Intuitive, where each Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, where host Robin Fritz explores mind, body, and spirit for the real world. Because we are all intuitives and healers, and we must all learn to love ourselves and live that love every day. Robin is a trained and certified intuitive and spiritual consultant and hypnotherapist with an international practice based in Seattle, Washington. As the practical intuitive, she covers personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice. It's all here. Readings, healings, and funny, warm, thought-provoking conversations. It's Robin Fritz, the practical intuitive, helping you mastermind body and spirit for the real world. No ifs, ands, buts, or BS ever.
Welcome to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's January 15th, 2018, and my name is Robin Fritz. We are live in Seattle, Washington on what we would call a fake spring day, being the middle of January and almost 56 degrees, something like that. Anyway, everybody's out there in their shorts because it's 50 degrees, not 35. So it just reminds us that we never know what nature's going to provide for us, which makes it interesting. So we're here today talking about how to be a love warrior, and we're talking about how to really love ourselves, what that means, and how crystals can support that. So in a bit I'll be joined by my radio sponsor and crystal expert Kim Valines of Earthlight Rocks and Gems. Always have fun when Chris is on the show, and I have bought the most fabulous crystals from her. So hang on, we're going to be talking about being a love warrior. If you have questions or comments on love, self-love, and what that means about leading great lives in the world, or any comments, questions, call in to 202-570-7057. We're also taking live readings today, and you'll have the benefit of both of us chiming in and maybe some crystals chiming in as well. But if you're shy, if you think of something later after the show, you can always email me at my website, robinfritz.com. That's R-O-B-Y-N-F as in Frank, R-I-T-Z.com. And you can find a range of services in intuitive and spiritual consulting and past life regression. So as we get into the show today, I want to start every show with a quick guided meditation with my crystal Fallon. Fallon is a citrine Lemurian quartz. No, I don't name any of my crystals or kids, animal kids. They tell me what their names are. Fallon is an ancient healer and truth bringer, an ancient power crystal. There are a handful of those in the world. I don't know. Well, there really aren't any others out there in the world working that I know of, publicly working. But when you tap into Fallon's energy on the show, you will be tapping and using your strongest intuitive abilities. That means if you're clairvoyant, you may see pictures or colors, or see what he looks like as how he wants to show himself. You may hear him chat with you if you're a clairaudient. You may feel his energy or his emotions as well as your own if you're a clairsentient. And if you just are a clairknowing person where you just know things, hang in there, trust what you're getting. It's harder, but it's real. So if you take your attention to the top of your head, we're connecting mind, body, and spirit more tightly together, the focus of our show, the focus of the work of our lives. And as you breathe down your body from the top of your head to your feet, just imagine this energy coming through, getting you grounded and balanced for this time with us today, clearing out any blockages that are keeping you from being your best self. So the top of your head, down your face, your shoulders, your chest, your hips, your knees, and your feet. The top of your head to the bottom of your feet. And as you feel that rapid clearing, you feel your body responding to that. Now imagine Fallon as this crystal ball, which is, that's the shape that he's in, outside your body, rotating and letting your body feel that healthy, positive energy. Some people experience it as a gold light. But imagine as it moves up your body that it's flooding your heart with healing, loving energy. And with each beat of your heart, flooding your whole body, starting at the bottom of your feet, moving up to your knees, your hips, your chest, your shoulders, your face, and the top of your head, your crown chakra. And just take a deep breath and just feel that flooding your body, your mind, body, and spirit with healthy, positive feelings. So today, again, we're talking about how to be a love warrior. And as, you know, planning out the radio shows each week and trying to think about, you know, what can we talk about? What would be most valuable this week? I was actually thinking ahead to Valentine's Day, which is not a day I ever celebrated past like the fourth grade. No matter what, it just didn't appeal to me. For a lot of reasons that really aren't relevant to the show, I suppose. But thinking forward to it, a lot of people do really care about Valentine's Day. And it's all about love, right? But the most important thing is loving ourselves first and what that means, self-love. And so we're going to talk about it today to give you a whole month to prepare for Valentine's Day and to celebrate yourself first on that day, because being your best self, which is full of self-love, allows you to reach out on to others on that special day and give them the love and support from your really most powerful place. And in a few minutes, Kim Valines will join us, and we'll be talking about crystals that will support that work. But as we get into talking about love, real love, self-love, loving ourselves first, I was reminded as I was preparing this show of a gathering of women friends last month. We were watching some metaphysical documentary and then chatting afterwards. Now, a couple of people in that group have longstanding health issues. And, you know, I understand that. I have been handicapped for 30-some years. I can't stand or walk for very long. And chronic illness developed on top of that. So I struggled for many years to get well again, and I'm happy to say I am well and thriving and working hard. But I lost a lot of years, and so I know what people feel like when they go through a health crisis. And I know what it does to your self-confidence and your feeling of self-worth, which goes back to self-love, right? So while we were talking, and this person was talking about, you know, how she'd struggled for so many years to get well, and the show had been talking about love, I asked her, I said, you know, I asked everybody, I said, what does love mean to you? Because we use that word really easily, right? But what do we mean by it? How does it really affect us? You know, it's that amorphous concept floating around out there, and we can't quite get our hands on it. And the response was, well, you're supposed to take care of everybody. You're supposed to love everybody else. And actually, you know, that's especially if you're a woman, that's what you're taught to think. But it isn't true. Because if we love everybody else and we don't love ourselves, what have we got to give to ourselves or to them? So love really starts with ourselves, self-love, self-acceptance. If you don't love yourself first, you can't live the best life possible, and neither does anybody else around you. So it's not selfish to love yourself first. It's actually the most concrete thing you can do, not just for yourself, but for your family, your friends, and for society around you. And if you look around at what's going on in the world right now, 2018, you might think, wow, there's a lot of people out there that aren't loving themselves. And that is true. So what happens with these people that aren't loving themselves? Well, they're sucking up the energy of the rest of us, right? Especially those of us who are largely clear-feeling people, which is mistaken for empathy, because we tend to have wide open energy boundaries and we just get sucked dry. So you're trying to love yourself and they're just sucking that out of you, that's not real helpful. Well, real love is really a no-nonsense. It's not schmaltzy pink hearts on Valentine's Day. It's really tough work. It really forces us to dig deep and to find a level of self-respect and self-confidence that many of us lack. Ironically, I learned this from the dead. Yeah, you heard that right. I learned this from the dead. I learned this from working with my dad, Ray, who runs what I call a way station for dead things on the other side. And my dad kept bugging me to be a medium. And I'm like, what the heck? What do I want to do that for? But these dead people kept showing up, right? And they kept asking for help. And they weren't actually in the afterlife. And they became what I call the stuck dead. That's a category that I work with. And what did they all have in common? They didn't love themselves. So when they died and they woke up and dead, and it wasn't what they were told it looked like from their religion or culture, they panicked and they froze and they did not make it to their afterlife. But the overriding theme of all of those people is they didn't love themselves alive and they didn't know how to love themselves when they were dead. And I learned from that, because actually the reason my dad wanted me to work with these people is that he knew from the afterlife that I didn't love myself enough, that I didn't lack, that I lacked self-love. And that was from years of disability and illness, years of not being able to, you know, really take care of myself in the way that most of us are taught to, you know, financially and every other sort of way, because I was too ill to work for many years. And I let those feelings beat me down. When in fact, things happen to us. It doesn't affect how worthy we are of love. So when we come back, we'll talk more about this and we'll welcome Kim Vilines of Earthlight Rocks and Gems.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Change and growth are part of natural life and also part of your spiritual life. Everyone needs support and guidance, especially during life passages. Upgrade yourself with the OM Times Experts program. With OM Times Experts, you have access to the best intuitive coaches, spiritual teachers, counselors, astrologists, and oracles. Our team was carefully selected so you can trust. Find out more at experts.omtimes.com.
Hello, I'm Lisa Barry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Shopping for yourself or loved ones? Check out the best rock shop around, Earthlight Rocks and Gems in Kirkland, Washington. Whether you're looking for metaphysical support or just love nature's art, Earthlight has it all. Raw rocks, crystals, tumbled stones of all kinds, carvings, cabs, fossils, tumblers, rare minerals in all price ranges and books. They also have jewelry, including custom pieces and beads to make your own. Open 7 days a week, the Earthlight store has been around since 1988 and is run by Kim and Todd Vilines. Find them online at earthlightgems.com. At Etsy at earthlightgems.etsy.com or on Facebook at Earthlight Rocks and Gems. Have a question? Email Kim at the store, earthlightgems.com. And just for OM Times listeners, receive 10% off orders over $50 at their Etsy account with coupon code earthlightgems. That's earthlightgems.etsy.com or the store at earthlightgems.com.
I'm Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo. We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day. People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything. I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at EmbraceRefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz. We are live in Seattle, Washington on a sunny January afternoon, and I'd like to welcome you to call in, chat with us about what self-love means to you. Find a crystal to support that is my sponsor coming up here. And get a quick reading if you'd like, 202-570-7057. So I just want to back up a second because we're talking about love, being love warriors today, getting ready for Valentine's Day a month early by learning what it is to love ourselves. Now, we're here to grow our souls. That's why we chose the bodies that we chose. I say that all the time. But it starts with self-love. That means that we love ourselves regardless, that we're worthy regardless, that we exist because we came here to learn to love ourselves even more and to spread that love out in the world. So it means, yeah, we're not perfect. That's fine. We make mistakes. That's okay. We have needs and wants and desires. That's right. That's what we're supposed to have. And so as I talk about that and about, you know, the concept of putting your oxygen mask on first, which they talk about on airplanes, you do that because you take care of yourself first. You put yourself in the position where you can grow and expand and learn. And by doing that, by filling yourself up with that love, that's when you have love to offer the world. That's when you model self-care, self-confidence, self-love to your family, to your friends, to the community around you. And that's what they learn, not to take, but to receive, not to give themselves away, but to build themselves up. And then from that full feeling of love, from that full container, then being able to go out in a healthy, positive way and make your contribution to the world. It's not selfish. It's not selfish to love yourself first. It's necessary because you are divine. You have this eternal soul. And by honoring and caring for yourself, you're living that truth. And others can model it and see that easier by you living your life full out by loving yourself first. So think about that. And I'd like to welcome now Kim Valines of Earthlight Rocks and Gems here in Kirkland, Washington. Kim knows more about crystals than anybody I've ever met, and she's funny and she's knowledgeable, and she's here to talk to us today about crystals that will support us being love warriors. So, Kim, welcome.
Hi, Robin. It's so great to be on the radio with you today.
It's so great for you to be here. It's like awesome sunny day. We can't believe like it's really still winter, right?
It seems like it's already further on in the year.
I know. You know, we'll probably get snow next week.
Oh, I hope
not. Such is life.
So, yeah, you never
we're
know.
Talking about crystals here, and there's so many different crystals. And I did mention this earlier on Facebook Live this morning, you know, for people to, while we were doing the meditation with Fallon, to just tap into self-love, and then the crystal of the week was for them to not focus on a particular crystal, but to ask that a crystal that would support them in their self-love would just pop into their awareness. So one person saw rose quartz and another person saw citrine, and of course I see Fallon and all of my crystals, including that amazing black amethyst that I got from you. So tell us what you think about. I know that is an amazing piece, and oh my God, it has been so powerful in my healing practice. So tell us what you think about crystals and love.
Well, there's actually quite a few crystals that support the heart chakra, and not just the heart chakra, but just love in general.
Right.
We'll touch on a few of these today, yeah. But I figured we'd talk about rose quartz, of course, that's kind of your standard, morganite, rhodochrosite, a little bit about ruby and pearl.
Oh boy.
And kunzite. I know. So we got little. We won't be able to go in detail on much of them, but the first one, since you were talking about self-love, is pearl. And a lot of people don't think of that
as oyster pearl.
Well, you mother of pearl or oyster pearl or any of the pearls. Pearl in general is good for, it's a symbol of love and marriage, but it also enables the wearer or someone who is holding it to observe the behavior of others and make more self-loving choices so that you're thinking about not just what's best for everybody else and discarding your own self, but doing things that are more self-loving. So that's why pearl. Yeah, that's why it's a good symbol.
Thing.
Yeah, so you, not always, especially as women, we tend to think about everybody besides ourselves. And so self-love, well, and for everybody, of course. Self-love is wonderful, and it's something that we need to, factor into our daily lives. So if you can't love yourself, then it's really hard to love another person.
That is so true. And, it's funny that some of the comments I got on Facebook Live today, love is like we're taught to take care of other people first. We're taught to love other people. Maybe that's where we fell down in the world. Maybe that's where we need to turn things around and back up a minute and take a look at, loving ourselves first and coming from a place of power and completely fulfilled. But talking about pearl, I remember that years ago after my father died, my mom and I were in a jewelry store, and I walked over. She had a diamond pendant, and she was looking, for a gold chain to hang it from. And I walked around over to the store a shelf that they had, and I pulled out a freshwater pearl necklace, which she promptly bought and attached to it. So freshwater pearls, the same thing?
Same kind of thing, yeah. So
awesome.
That would all be considered the same, freshwater pearl or saltwater pearls. Mother of pearl is going to have the same attributes.
And I love that. I've kept that. Of all the things that she had, that was the thing that I've kept.
Oh, that's
so why
nice.
Aren't they making wedding rings out of pearls instead of diamonds then?
Oh, it's just tradition. Everybody does diamonds because it's the hardest stone. And back in the day, that's what they went off for, what a precious stone was the Mohs scale. It's a 10 on the Mohs scale. So that became the tradition, as it's not the most rare stone by any means. They mainly control the market on that to keep the prices high. And because of supply and demand, everybody, that's your traditional, but I think people are kind of getting away from that and going with other stones for other reasons. To be honest, diamonds are nice, but there's over 5,000 other stones to choose from. So not all of them would go in jewelry, but yes. Not all of them you can put in jewelry, but there's definitely many more to choose from.
Awesome. So what else?
So another one is morganite. So morganite, if you're not familiar, so you've got the beryl family. So a blue beryl is an aquamarine, a green beryl is an emerald. We're all familiar with those. But a pink beryl is a morganite. So it is still considered a precious stone. Pink. It's a pink in the beryl family. It's just like rose quartz is in the quartz family. This is in the beryl family. So morganite stands for unconditional love, love and peace. So it basically enhances the willingness to forgive someone and move on. It opens up, it's an opener to release your pent-up emotions and kind of work through those kind of feelings so that you can have unconditional love. Because if you hold it all in and you don't ever get it out, it's kind of hard to move forward.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, when we're talking about morganite here and you're talking about the willingness to forgive, I think where a lot of people get messed up in that is that they think forgiveness excuses the behavior
or makes it okay.
And it doesn't. It just says, okay, you go your way, I'll go mine, we're going to disagree on this or you hurt me or whatever, and I'm just going to move on.
Yeah, well, and it's you're letting those emotions go instead of hanging on to that.
Exactly.
accepting what happened or whatever it is that you need to forgive for that person, and then just letting it go and move on with your life, whether they're with you or not, or whether they're part of your life or not. You're not holding on to that pent up feelings and resentment or whatever it is that's making you not be able to go forward in life. So it is very important.
So what does Morganite come, what do you see it most often? Raw, tumbled?
Well, you don't see, normally you see it in specimen form, and you do see it in jewelry, in nicer pieces. I've got a beautiful faceted Morganite ring that we had custom done out of rose gold, and that's amazing. I've had a couple people looking at that thinking they might want to do that for an engagement ring, and we've done that a couple times before, and we have pendants, of course. And we do have some tumbled, but you don't see it very often tumbled because it's a more precious stone. So the tumbled that we have is not going to be the same quality as the faceted because they're just not going to tumble and lose that much material on a stone that's high quality. If that makes sense. They're more milky on the tumbled one, whereas the more clear.
Well, like when I met Fallon again after lifetimes apart, I knew what Fallon was when I know this sounds weird to people, but I knew Fallon when I literally took him out of the ground eons ago. So I know what he looked like then. And he's maybe a tenth of the size now that he was.
Right, yeah.
Because they took this huge piece of quartz, double terminated and triple terminated, and cut it into a crystal ball that weighs only 8 pounds. And, people have to realize that adds to the price of things, but it also just changes their whole form.
To do that, it's a lot of work. To make a sphere, they have to cut it into a cube, then they cut the corners off, then they cut those corners off and get it as round as they can be. And then the next step, they can either do by hand with the grinding wheels with the different diamond grits, or they can use a sphere machine, which is basically the same thing, pads with the different diamond grits. And
right.
They start with the more coarse and go to the fine and polish. But it's a lot of, you really have to be, wanting a lot of love into that piece.
Yeah, it took 2 years for them to carve Fallon. And when, you rotate, you see facets, you see all kinds of things inside of there. We're about ready to go to a break, but why don't you tell people what you mean by more specimen? Like you said, you have Morganite being in specimen form.
Yeah, so we've got specimens of it so that it's not a jewelry piece. It's just a piece that you can have on your display in a raw form.
Right. All right, hang on. We'll be back after the break.
We'll be back soon. Okay.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Today we decided to walk to school. The light counted. 15, 14.
31? I mean 13?
We took a left on Carroll Street. Danny's smart, but he gets distracted. I realized he forgot his homework. I hope he doesn't have another bad day at school.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's Understood.org, a free resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Go from misunderstanding to Understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz. We are live in Seattle, Washington. Now, I work as an intuitive and spiritual consultant and past life regression specialist, and people are always dealing, and I see this especially through past life, dealing with finding love in their current life, but also looking at how they did that and how it worked for them in previous lifetimes. And that's the eternal work of our soul, learning to love ourselves. And there are things that will help us. And that's what I'm talking about today with Kim Valines of Earth, Light, Rocks, and Gems. So we're talking about crystals that support our ability to love ourselves. So you've talked about pearl, and that was interesting, Kim, because actually I didn't know that about pearl, and I actually haven't thought about it as a crystal.
Yeah, one that people don't really think of, yeah.
No, we don't, because we think of it, you know, as popping into oysters and things like that.
Well, it's kind of a more old-fashioned, back in the day, you know, women wore pearls and whatnot.
That's right. Pearl, I have a... But then you have the fake pearls. I have a fake pearl necklace that my mom, I don't know, they manufactured pearls or something at
right.
one point.
Yep, they do that. Mm-hmm.
I have that somewhere. And then you mentioned Morganite, which I'm actually not familiar with. Don't even recall ever seeing a piece of it. But that's fascinating in talking about self-love. So what else are you going to talk about today?
So I thought I'd go over rhodochrosite, and it is another pink stone. A lot of the ones, obviously, we're talking about today are pink in some form, except for the pearl. Rhodochrosite is also pink, but it transmits a high heart energy, a high heart and emotional energy, so that you can work through your higher emotions and help you have that higher heart love and energy running through you.
Well, I have 3 small rhodochrosite crystals that I use in my practice here and in space clearings when I'm out at people's homes or businesses. And I don't know, I didn't know that about it, I guess.
There's a lot of, rhodochrosite helps with a lot of different things, but it transmits a high heart and emotional energy, as mm-hmm. well as moving energies around, so around the body. You can obviously use it around the house too, but mainly moving energies from lower frequencies to higher frequencies, so that it vibrates at a higher level. So it's a nice one to add to your heart chakra collections and different things when you're working on your heart chakra. That's definitely one that you want to have in your arsenal.
Excuse me. It sounds like when, you know, in the process of filling yourself up with love, like I was talking about at the beginning of the show, filling yourself up and loving yourself first, it sounds like that would be a tremendous support that a lot of people probably aren't aware of, because I don't think people talk about rhodochrosite very often.
No, and in most of the nice rhodochrosite you see nowadays, it's from Argentina. So, and you can find some in the States, but it's not as gemmy color-wise. And normally it's not of the quality you would ever put in jewelry if you wanted to wear it. Normally they're more specimen pieces. So the ones that you would normally see, like in a pendant or a ring or earrings or something, they would normally be the higher quality rhodochrosites from Argentina.
Well, and with what's going on in Argentina, I suppose it's kind of hard to get things out of there these days, right?
Oh, I have contacts all over the world. We've had for almost 30 years now, so we're still fine. But I mean, if we didn't have our contacts that we have, we hand select everything that we have in the store. And so, yeah, we're
that's what I like about you. Yeah, you have really great suppliers. And I was just thinking of Argentina being in an economic crisis, hard to get things in and out of the country.
And I'm sure, and it always will affect anything going on in a country, or if there's sanctions on a border or different things will drive the price up on something, make it harder to get, drive, you know, supply and demand kind of thing. And those is something that has been going up in price, and I'm sure that is the reason, because it is harder to bring things out.
Get a hold of it. Now, my three little pieces are tumbled. So
And I do have tumbled.
So what do you have in the store, and what do you most frequently see as rhodochrosite?
Oh, gosh, I have everything on rhodochrosite in the store. We have small tumble pieces. We don't have a lot of, well, we have some larger pieces, but they're more high-end. They're more expensive because it is a more expensive stone when you get the nicer, higher-quality pieces. But I have pieces even from local areas, like I think Montana. I'd have to look and see, but that's more of a specimen piece, so it's more for collectors. Or to just have in your house. It's not going to be cut or polished or, you know, pretty to touch. It's just a raw piece. But we do have nice tumbled pieces for the pocket or for a pouch or to hold for meditation. And then, of course, we have jewelry of all kinds of that. And that's one that's
so
pretty.
So rings?
Rings, pendants, earrings. Yeah, I have all that in rhodochrosite. Yeah.
So
and
if
actually,
someone – okay, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say the other stones that we talked about, I have all of those and all of those.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Morganite, rose quartz, yeah.
Well, I'm curious about the rhodochrosite. So somebody called you up, you know, and somebody said, you know, I'm sorry, I'm listening to, I don't know what it is. It's not my pieces talking to me. Maybe it's like rhodochrosite over source or something. It's like ram ram ram's chatting away, and I'm like, okay, come on, I've got a headache from a slow down a little bit so I can hear you. But this is, seems like a really huge opportunity for somebody listening, okay, to find a piece of rhodochrosite. Really, someone, I can feel this person just feeling very withdrawn and very isolated and very beat down, and not by other people, but by by her own lack of self-worth and full of self-doubt. And I'm feeling rhodochrosite for her, and that's interesting because I don't think I knew that about rhodochrosite. So if somebody were going to call you up and say, you know, I think I might want a piece of rhodochrosite or something,
yes,
and you're looking at that, and I know we haven't gotten to rose quartz, but we've also talked about
on
other shows. So how would you deal with that? What would you say?
Well, we have – well, first I'd ask what they want to do, if they want to wear it or have it like for a pocket stone or something that they can – you know, which what's their method that they want to use it for, because that's going to make a difference on what they buy or what they're, you know, what they're drawn to. But in our online store, we have our Etsy shop, if they're not close to come by. Of course, in the store, we have all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
But on our Etsy shop online, we have everything from even hearts, really nice, more high-end gemmy hearts made out of rhodochrosite. We have tumbled pieces. We have beads. We have raw specimens and polished pieces. So kind of every aspect. I don't have the jewelry on our online store, but if they were looking for that, all they would say, you know, hey, I'm looking for a pendant, or I think I want to wear this, and then we'd send photos of what we have,
right,
and then they could pick from there.
Right, and you could walk around the store and put your hands on things while you're talking to people. Is that how you help people find their stone?
Typically, I either do that, or sometimes a lot of times once they see a photo of the piece that's meant for them, they're drawn right to it.
Right.
So,
right.
I mean, some people can do that where, you know, you're holding it and they can feel the energy through you long distance, but not everybody can do that. So it depends on the person. A lot of people need to have some visual contact with it. So a lot of times
to
that
see it.
Photograph
yeah.
helps that way. Yeah.
To see that connection. It reminds me of years ago when I was buying Himalayan salt lamps from a woman back in the Midwest, and I had her walk down the row and put her hands on each salt lamp. Like a billion of them. And she's like, okay, you're kind of like a crazy person. But then I started describing them as she put her hands on them, and I'm describing what they look like. And she said, oh my God, you've got to be our salt lamp fairy.
I've totally done that with stone soap for customers all over. Oh yeah, that's a pretty, it's pretty standard. We've seen it all. So yeah, it doesn't even, that doesn't faze me. We can totally do that. If somebody wants to do that, that's not a big deal at all.
Yeah, I'm thinking of this person. I know she's listening. I can feel her, which is weird because I'm not usually tuned in that way. But Rhoda Crosite hit the button today for somebody out there. So please call Kim and ask her about it. So what else is Rhoda Crosite used for?
So Rhoda Crosite, well, it accelerates and integrates the higher energy. That's what I was saying. It vibrates at a higher frequency.
Okay.
It also serves the subtle bodies nearly exclusively with amplifying the aura and the subtle aura bodies so that you're connecting every part of yourself, you know, your higher energy, your higher vibrations, your lower vibrations, your frequencies throughout your body, so that it's almost, it's melding them all together. Spiritual,
awesome.
Physical energies. Yeah. So that's why it's really good for vibrating to that higher heart chakra, higher emotional energies, because it kind of melds all of that together.
That is awesome. And, you know, this is a good point to chime in here, because I know people, clients of mine even, who won't even talk about crystals. That's like too far out there for them to talk about, you know. And I was trying to explain to someone that you had been on the show and we were talking about celestite. And I'm always thinking of crystals as intuitive and healing support, and I don't always think of like the day-to-day practical things about them.
Right.
So you mentioned that celestite is good for sleeping, and oh my gosh,
I
slept great ever since I moved it. Hang on, we'll be right back.
Okay.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it, and you can hear it repeatedly without feeling anything. But when we introduce a new stimulus, save the food, we've achieved pulling a natural or inborn response from you. Save the food, because 40% of all food in the US never gets eaten. Save the food. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit savethefood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz. We are live in Seattle, Washington with Kim Vilines of Earthlight Rocks and Gems. And today's theme is being our own love warrior. And Kim has been talking with us about crystals that support self-love. So we started with pearl, which I obviously didn't think of as a crystal, but I love. Morganite, rhodochrosite, and I know you want to talk briefly about rose quartz. And what's cool about that is that's everybody's go-to piece for self-love, and that was also where someone went on my Facebook Live this morning when I asked them to reflect on, for the crystal of the week, a crystal that was calling to them to be working with them. So tell us a little bit about rose quartz as we're kind of ending up the, we only have a few minutes left here, but tell us a little bit about why you want people to know about rose quartz, Kim.
Yeah, so rose quartz is a soft, loving stone, really gentle, but it's good for love, compassion, and forgiveness, which we all need in our lives. Especially nowadays with everything going on in the world, we all need to have forgiveness and compassion for others and for ourselves and love in general.
Yeah, and we don't do enough of that. We're always giving ourselves away. Like, especially women, taught to give ourselves away and do everything for everybody else. And you can't do anything for anybody if you're running on empty, right?
Exactly. You need to
These things will help fill you up. So what do you have in the shop via as rose quartz for people?
We have everything from tumbled pieces, even raw pieces of rose quartz that you can put around your house. A lot of people will grid their house, have one on each four corners. We have rose quartz you can carry in your pocket. We have jewelry of all kinds, earrings, bracelets, rings, pendants, every kind of rose quartz that there is out there, we have. We have every form. It's just one of those go-tos that everybody uses. We have a lot of hearts. Well, Valentine's Day, we have tons of hearts in the store right now, which we try to have year-round, but we have small hearts, big hearts, all different sizes, and rose quartz is definitely sought after this time of year, and I'm bringing new pieces in almost every day.
So if you're listening and you're interested in rose quartz, check it out. Kim will be able to help you. So, Kim, before I forget, tell us how to contact you. Earthlightgems.com for sure.
Yeah, we've got the main website, which is earthlightgems.com. If you're in Washington or you're visiting, we're at Earthlight Rocks and Gems in Kirkland, 46 Lakeshore Plaza, down by the Marina Park. And if you're not local, we have our Etsy shop, which is earthlightgems.etsy.com. And with the OHM coupon is Earthlight Gems. You put that in as a coupon, and you'll get 10% off for the OHM listeners. So that's a little extra thing. Or you can just call me, 425-828-3872, and we can answer any of your questions. If you want to email me, there's a link on our website, too. The earthlightgems.com website has a link to our Facebook page and our email and our Etsy. So you can actually find everything and our store hours and all that on the main page.
And you really can. She's got a ton of stuff in the Etsy store. But if you're in Washington, I mean, I've never seen so many crystals in one place in my life.
Yeah.
You have that store packed to the gills. There's always something.
Yeah, if you haven't been into the store you can come in, you need to come in. So
you can't walk out of there without something. And if you're somebody like me, pretty much all of them like want to go home and play with Fallon, not with me. Okay, so I'm not bragging about me. They want my crystal partner. He even has crystal parties that humans are not invited to. And I'm like, whatever. So as a quick closing here with you today, and thank you so much for joining us. You always bring so much great information. So somebody were calling you up. Yeah, it's awesome. You know so much. And to be able to support, a woman in business, that much knowledge is just awesome for me. So somebody calls you up and they're interested in pearl, morganite, rhodochrosite, rose quartz. How would you direct them? Would you pick up pieces for them to feel with you, or would you talk to them about the different ones? Because they could all work for them. You'd kind of ask where they're being drawn.
We could talk about the different ones. Yeah, and see how they want to do it. If they want me to go around the shop and hold pieces, I can do that. or we can send photos, or they can look on our Etsy shop if there's something there that they want. There's lots of options, and we're open to work any way you want. So that,
great,
that's
awesome.
Whatever is suitable for you. Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining me. And I want people to know, too, that Kim and I have done one webinar at the Learn It Live platform, at the Experts platform. We have some more coming up. So you'll also be able to join us live on those webinars and interact with us where you can actually see some of these crystals. But Kim, thanks for joining us today. Take care, and I will be in touch soon. And everyone, if you want one of these crystals, yeah, contact Kim Valines, or husband Todd Valines, at Earthlight Rocks and Gems, Kirkland, Washington. Go to earthlightgems.com, and you can find all of the links, the phone number, and everything you need. So, Kim, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day. Have a great Valentine's Day, everybody.
Thank you for joining us. Take care. So I'd like to wrap up today, because we're talking about, you know, being a love warrior, and in advance of Valentine's Day, really reflecting on loving ourselves first. And we just don't do that enough. And then there are people that resist it because they say we're taught to love everybody else and not ourselves. And, you know, sometimes I wonder if that isn't what's going on in the world, why we have so many issues, that there's so many people who feel that neglect in themselves, that emptiness that comes from not loving themselves. So they lash out at other people. And in this community, in the community that Om Times provides, in the metaphysical world where you can explore so many different things. And I know I've talked to so many people recently, and the truth is none of us know everything that's out there. There is so much out there that we've neglected over the centuries, so much more that is opening up as the world energies expand, so much there that's out there for you to tap into, to grow your soul in this lifetime. And it needs to start with loving yourself first. So check out crystals, because honestly, you know, I've had people like roll their eyes at when I talk about crystals, or they'll say to me, oh yeah, you're one of those people. Look, you're even wearing a crystal. Yeah, it's an aquamarine. I happen to like the look of it. You're wearing a diamond wedding ring on your hand. That's a crystal. So get over the woo-woo-y aspects of it and look at them as partners helping you to live the best life possible, starting with loving yourself first. Now, coming up in future shows and future opportunities for you to interact with me and my guest, you can email me at robin@robinfritz.com. I offer personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life and between life regression, soul progression clearing, energy healing, spiritual journeys, spiritual awakenings, meeting up with your spiritual team, your spiritual guides, and even support for you during tough times like surgeries. So connect with me at my website. I have lots of things there. I'm also at YouTube. I'm also on Facebook Live every Monday morning now at 11. But next week is going to be a really fun week. Tim Link, animal communicator and energy healer and author of several good books out there about animals and our animal families, is going to be joining me to talk about animals as family members, not as gurus. So we're going to talk about the real practical aspects of animal communication and living our lives with animals as they are animals. They're not humans. They have different needs. They have different wants. They have things that we can offer them and that they can offer us as family members. So we're going to talk about that. You're welcome to call in. You're welcome to send questions ahead of time by connecting with me at my website, robinfritz.com, or on Facebook at The Practical Intuitive. And you can join me at Learn It Live with a number of webinars up there, and Kim Valines and I are creating a number of webinars at the Learn It Live platform for you to interact with us on crystals and interact with Fallon as well. That's experts.omtimes.com/Robin Fritz, R-O-B-Y-N-F-R-I-T-Z. So as we end the day, let's think about looking forward to Valentine's Day as an opportunity to change the paradigm, change it to loving ourselves first, and then from that place of fullness, reaching out to others. And let's complete the day with energy healing from the goddess. So if you cross your hands over your heart and breathe into the palms of your hands, knowing that that's healthy healing energy, and imagine energy not flowing from you, but just the energy of the universe flowing into your hands. And then as you hold your hands in front of your face, breathe into them so you can actually feel that air on your palms. Hold those palms out, facing out towards the world. Let that energy go where it will. It's sentient. It knows what it's doing. And then cross your hands back on your heart, right? And just sit back in your chair. Take a deep breath and just fill yourself with the universal energy, which is love, the ancient DNA of the universe, which is here to support us in these changing times. Breathe that into your palms, then breathe that into the palms of your hands. Feel that air going into your palms and cross your palms back on your heart, right? And just let that love flow back into you. It will also help you get grounded and balanced again. Close out that crown chakra from connection to Fallon. And remind yourself, every time you feel self-doubt, every time you feel lack of confidence, every time you make a mistake and you think, oh my God, I'm not worthy, put your hands on your heart, breathe into it. This was taught to me by a goddess who's all about love across dimensions. Take that with you. Come back next week. Thank you for being with us today. Take care.